Among the earliest and most ambitious religious motion pictures ever produced, Soldiers of the Cross occupies a strange and almost mythic place in film history. Created in Australia by Joseph Perry for the Limelight Department of the Salvation Army, the production emerged at the close of the 19th century, when cinema itself was still being invented. Part stage presentation, part illustrated lecture, and part moving picture spectacle, it blurred the boundaries between theater, religion, and the newborn language of film. Although only fragments and production materials survive today, the work has earned a reputation as one of the great lost landmarks of silent era filmmaking. This is Land of the Lost, Soldiers of the Cross. The production dramatized the persecution of early Christians under the Roman Empire, presenting scenes of martyrdom, imprisonment, and spiritual endurance with a seriousness unusual for entertainment of the period. Audiences witnessed believers facing lions in the arena, Roman soldiers marching through torch-lit streets, and converts refusing to renounce their faith despite torture and execution. The imagery was designed not merely to entertain, but to inspire moral conviction and emotional awe. Accompanied by sermons, music, sound effects, and lantern slides, the presentation became a multimedia experience decades ahead of its time. At the center of the project was the Salvation Army's unlikely embrace of new technology. While many religious organizations regarded cinema with suspicion, the Limelight Department saw film as a powerful evangelical tool. Under the guidance of Joseph Perry and Salvation Army Commander Herbert Booth, the organization experimented with elaborate visual storytelling intended to attract both worshipers and curious members of the public. Soldiers of the Cross represented the peak of those ambitions. Combining stage tableaus with short moving sequences photographed on primitive film stock, the production toured extensively across Australia and reportedly drew enormous crowds fascinated by the realism and scale of the presentation. Because film preservation barely existed at the time, the moving footage gradually disappeared as nitrate prints deteriorated or were discarded. For decades, historians debated exactly how much of Soldiers of the Cross qualified as a true motion picture, since the complete presentation mixed still imagery with filmed scenes. What survived instead were photographs, scripts, musical cues, and scattered fragments that hinted at the production's original grandeur. Even in incomplete form, the surviving materials reveal remarkably sophisticated staging and ambitious visual composition for the era. The Roman costumes, dramatic lighting, and large crowd scenes suggest filmmakers already experimenting with cinematic language before narrative film had fully matured. Part of the fascination surrounding Soldiers of the Cross comes from how modern it feels conceptually. Long before epic biblical films became Hollywood staples, the Salvation Army production understood the emotional power of combining spectacle with religious storytelling. It anticipated techniques later used in silent epics and historical dramas, yet it was created in a country and industry often overlooked in discussions of early cinema history. The film's reputation has therefore grown steadily among historians who see it as evidence that innovation during cinema's infancy was happening far beyond Europe and the United States. Today, Soldiers of the Cross survives more as a ghost than a complete film, but its influence continues through scholarship and restoration efforts surrounding the remaining fragments. The production stands as a reminder that many foundational works of cinema have vanished, leaving only traces of their original impact behind. Even so, the legend of Joseph Perry's pioneering religious spectacle endures as one of the most compelling stories from the lost world of early film history.